Yielding is of the heart, and it is normal to the inward man. It is faith, and it is freedom. This is revival. Yielded vessels, allowing my spirit to release his power through them as they agree with and yield to my mind and walk according to my nature in them. This is the walk of the spirit. This is the walk of power. To struggle with the flesh is to struggle with yielding. The understanding of this and the willingness to yield, to obey, are vital. Nothing happens without members of my body yielding to me. In the same way that I yielded to the will of the Father, so also is my body to yield to my will. My will is the will of the Father. To yield to me is to yield to the Father's will. To obey me is to yield to the availability of my power. My power is always available to the one who lives yielded to me. I work through yielded people, pliable to my will and my word, whose answer to me is yes. This is faith and this is freedom. It is necessary to tightly hold the reins of authority concerning your life and to walk after the Spirit. To walk in my spirit is to yield to my mind and my will in your life, and to give no life to the ways of the flesh. Mortification is required. My will must be yielded to. If there is another way of thinking presenting itself, it must be put on the cross. There is no wideness to the path that is set before you. Yielding to that which is life and truth is the narrow way. Your life will follow the directions of your affections. Set your affections on things above. To set your affections on things above is to take the path that is narrow, and it is the path that will always be victorious. In yielded vessels, all things are determined according to the mind of Christ. Oh, how the Father desires willing and yielded vessels whom he may freely use through the power of the Holy Spirit to change lives, rescue and restore lives, and bring many into the arms of salvation. The walk of the Spirit is the walk of power. It is the walk that agrees with my mind. It is the will of the Father in the earth. It is the walk that is yielded, willing, and obedient. Treat obedience as the cornerstone of your walk forward in me. For without obedience, without yielding to me, there is no going forward in me. Your progress directly corresponds to yielding to my life in you, my word, and my spirit. Yielding means victory and will take you very far in your walk in me. Yielding is the walk of faith, and it is liberty. Life is in me, and it is a consecration. It is a life of taking up your cross daily, living not according to the natural mind, but the spiritual mind. Living not according to affections for worldly things, but living according to those affections that have been set high above, where I am now seated. My will is the walk of the Spirit, a life of yielding to the direction of your conscience, to a command from my word, to an instruction from wisdom, to a nudge here, to a whisper there. It is a life of saying yes to me, and saying no to that which is not of my kingdom. It is a walk of faith, a walk of true freedom. Choosing the way of my life, choosing truth, choosing to obey is normal to the inward man, to you, the new creation you are. To yield is normal, and it is the walk of the Spirit. To obey is normal, and it is the walk of the Spirit. To listen, to hear, to worship, to love, to treasure my word, to heed what my spirit says, and to be filled with the passions of my heart, these are normal to your life in me. Count the cost of living life in me as greater than all the wealth of the world, for it is. There is nothing greater. Count the cost of being a living sacrifice as having no price too high. Count the cost worthy of giving your whole life for. Count the cost as more valuable than all, for it is. Yield yourself a living sacrifice to me. Live in me. Abide in my word, and let my words abide in you. See truth, speak truth, abide in truth. Life on this earth is but a moment compared to eternity. But life on this earth consecrated to the will of the Father is to walk in close fellowship with my Spirit far beyond where most have dared to walk. It is to live as a champion in the dominion that is ordered by the life within. This is the walk of the Spirit. This is the walk I walked. This is faith, and this is freedom. Faith is the substance of who you are in me. Faith is all the evidence you need that you are who I say you are. Faith is all the evidence you need that I am who I said I am. Faith is the victory, for it is walking according to my truth and living above the thoughts and feelings that say my truth is not true. Walking by the Spirit is a walk of faith. It is victory. It is a life of dominion and authority. It is living in your inheritance in me. The doors of inheritance are open wide, and grace will take you where few have chosen to go. Yield and enter in. Yield and do not look back. Yield and obey. There is no other way. This is the walk of the Spirit. It is victory. It is liberty. And it is the walk of faith. Yield and obey.